What up, what up, what up? It's the Roundtable Discussions. It's your boy, Chris P.
Rome City.
This is episode 79.
79, it's good, it's good.
Chilling, chilling, yo. This is, for people listening, this is the first episode since episode one where it's been just me and Rome. No guest here today. We just chilling, chopping it up.
Can we, round of applause, yeah. You
know, round of applause to ourselves? All right, round of applause to ourselves.
You know, spice it up a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying.
Word. Today's supposed to be the episode where we actually read questions from the listeners, so we might get into that or we might not, depending. Excuse me, I'm still trying to get over this cold and shit. So, what's poppin'? How's your weekend?
Weekend was turned. My mom turned 50.
Work. Round of applause that, man. Congratulations.
She turned. Well, it's weird. Her family celebrates her birthday the 21st of January, but her biological birth certificate is the 24th.
24, okay.
So, what we did, and it took some skill and some planning, some drastic planning. We wanted to throw her a surprise party, and we wanted to throw it on the week of her birthday.
Work.
Didn't work. She was too busy. So, we was like, we'll do it the first weekend of February, which was this yesterday. Johnny, Utah. Now, this was a surprise party, so it was like, you know, we didn't know how to, I didn't know what to expect, so we invited all the people that we thought were important to my mom, cousins and, you know, ex-co-workers, and it was lit, yo. They had the mechanical
ball. Hold on, where did y'all go? Yeah, I saw the Johnny mechanical ball. Oh, where's that at?
South Norwalk.
Oh, word, dope.
Yeah. Yo, here's...
Hold on, I gotta ask you a question, though. Why did you not ride the bull?
I did ride the bull.
I ain't see it on your snap.
My sister got it on my snap. I'm going to put it up.
Yeah, I was like, he got everybody, but he ain't got himself on there.
Nah. I was the first, after my mom, I was the next one to go on there. Gotcha. So it was a little, I thought I blew my cover because my cousins, I think Terrell and them came, and it was like, we gotta wait. Cause No. Somebody came in, and I'm like, she's almost here, so grab a seat, find somewhere to hide.
Where?
So I go looking outside left and right to see if somebody else is coming. Here's my mom in the car, and she's like looking, and I'm like, damn, I think I blew the cover. She saw me where I was at.
Yeah.
But it turned out great success.
That's what's up,
you gotta go there, yo. It's dope.
I don't know how comfortable I would feel riding the bull, to be honest. That's just me. Or maybe I would. I just probably wouldn't want it on video.
My nigga, you gotta get out of that.
Nah, it looked kind of wild,
it's
though.
It's fun, man. It's fun. Everybody was on it.
Did you fall off?
Of course.
How long it took you to fall off?
I don't know, 28 seconds.
28 seconds? Your mom was there for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Gerard was on there for a minute. My sister was on there for a minute. Yeah, I was a little tight, but it was dope.
You know, that makes me feel better, because if you were able to ride the bull so comfortable for, like, longer than, like, a minute, at least you ain't beat out the woman, because they should, you know what I'm saying? That should be their department, not yours. So that works out good.
But needless to say, it was dope. It was so turned. My mom actually said it was, like, one of the best moments of her life.
Word.
Being 50 years old.
So that's what's up, y'all.
Yeah, you know.
That's what's up.
It was dope.
That's what's up.
How was your weekend? You know, what you doing?
We had a crazy recap on the way over here. Weekend was, expose too much, but it was a good weekend. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. ready to get this, you know, get this episode going and shit like that. So, but it was a cool weekend. Laid backs, like.
Yeah, it was.
This is the first time, probably like, in like a year and a half where I've had like two weekends back to back off. Like, wow. That has never happened, like, this whole time. So it was cool to just
That's good.
Have a spare weekend, spend some time with family, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
Had a little bit of fun, had my son with me yesterday. So, you know, a lot of chilling and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. So, yo, let's get into this episode, right?
Let's get it.
The New Edition movie just came out. That was, January 24th, 25th, 26th. So we're a little late on it talking about it. But obviously, because the way we record our episodes, this is just how it happened.
Yeah.
So the point is, right, it was a dope biopic. What you thought about it?
Amazing.
It's dope, right?
I still watch it.
I seen it. You watched it with the commercials originally, right? When you first saw it?
Nah, I waited.
You waited? Yeah, same thing.
I did, but I call it binge watch. Like, I had my phone. I wasn't really paying attention. I was looking, but I really wasn't.
Gotcha.
I, like, waited till on demand, because on demand, there's no commercials. It's like one. It's like a BET, but it's like the BET thing.
Gotcha.
It goes right into
it. Yo, I gotta tell you, you gotta get this Fire Stick, yo. The Fire Stick is the best thing. That's how I saw the joint. I saw it, like, literally, like, 2 days later. And I was super excited because I was like, yo, maybe they're not going to have it on there or have the whole joint. That shit was dope.
Yeah.
So all that to say, if there was another biopic that's going to be made, you got Tupac one that's coming out very soon
this year.
I can't
wait. That's my, like,
You got Notorious, right? Yeah. That was a biopic. You got NWA, the Straight Outta Compton, which was
very dope.
What would you want to see? Let's take Tupac out of it. What would you want to see? Like, any, you know, let's keep it in the music industry.
Uptown.
Uptown Records?
Uptown Swing. That whole era of music was epic, effortless. I want to know what was going on. How did, you know, that? Then that's when the Diddy was interning for Andre Herrera.
Where?
So I want to know the process in hand, like Teddy Riley, how you wrote these records for Aaron Hall, Guy, and Jodeci, and the list goes on and on. So it's like I want to see that.
Word, that would be dope.
That was like the highlight of music, you know. Like that's the early '90s, no?
Early '90s.
That was the golden child. That was the golden era. Everybody was lit. So that, yeah.
That'd be a dope one. I think keep it hip, super hip hop. I think Murder Inc., yo. That's when somebody made a post the other day on Facebook, and it was like, oh, who would you want to see? And I was like, yo, Murder Inc., really, because...
Oh, they have a lot. They
you're
going
to get Ja Rule and 50 Beef on there. Like, you're going to get Irv Gotti, the beginning, when he was with X and Hov. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And Ja Rule.
Yeah.
You're going to get the Ashanti. You're going to get Charlie Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be so much behind it. Supreme, you know, Kenneth McGriff.
Yeah,
you know, anybody who knows hip-hop or whatever. Or especially if you're from New York, you're probably really familiar with that name. Big Queens legend, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The federal case that they had against them, like to see all that, but it'll have to be the same way the new Edition joint was. Like I like that whole because basically they broke down to like an hour and 20 minutes each episode after the commercials. That would be dope because Straight Outta Compton, though it hit the big theater, I would prefer to see that in that time span. That's almost 4 hours worth of footage. You get what I'm saying? Well, as opposed to like 2.5.
You see what they're doing now? They got Nas. Nas is coming up next.
I saw it. To me, it don't interest me the same way.
He's gonna be from Queens. They're gonna show him in his drug dealer phase.
No, and that's the Nas story is somewhat interesting.
What about it doesn't get you?
It's not enough
Why?
History for me.
It's Nas. This is Nas.
Nah, I know it's dope, but it's like to me, it's like all right. What I'll be most excited about to see is his initial come up. I mean, he was what, I think 16 years old when he dropped Illmatic.
Yeah,
one of the best hip hop albums of all time, and I would like to see that. Like getting off the block, getting a record deal. I like to see his beef with Jay.
Yeah.
And then like shortly after that, maybe the whole thing with Khalees. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like it's not enough. Like
spicy enough for you?
It's not enough scandal. It's not enough like hardship. Like if, when you take like let's say Rockefeller, if you did it, if you had Jay, you're gonna see his shit with Jazzo. You're gonna see him with Dame Dash.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna see the beef with Dame Dash. Then you're gonna see his issues with Dipset. You're gonna see him in the Beyonce Jay, the businessman after
that's
that.
True.
It seems like
right.
There's so much behind it.
Yeah.
When Nas is just like, all right, it'll be a pretty cool, whatever, it'll be a pretty cool story. You know what I'm saying? But
hopefully they'll have something like that intrigue us. You know?
The DMX story would be mad interesting, but I feel like that's a cool story within itself because of his trials and tribulations, but I feel like that it's not as interesting as a Murder Inc. one where there's so many moving pieces to it.
Murder Inc. would be dope. I would love
like,
to see
like
that.
The new edition was dope because you got to see, you know, a few moving pieces.
Yeah.
Same thing like Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
You got to see Suge, you got to see Dre after it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
I,
so
I
much.
I hear that I watch it. I'm YouTube savvy. You know, I love YouTube. They are working on another one. I don't know how
new edition?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Cuz they said they got more. They say Ron the tall one.
Yeah, Ronnie DeVoe.
Ronnie DeVoe is like, they have like way more content. Like,
yo, like, that movie ended in 2005.
Yeah.
Is where the
that
show,
was the
BET where the thing.
Anniversary.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Which is wild, right? Because I went back to go watch the actual BET anniversary show where they performed. In the movie, all of them were on stage at the end with Bobby Brown and everything, and they was dancing and a big hug.
Yeah, yeah.
In the actual joint, it was only three of them on stage.
I know.
So I wonder what happened with the other three. Like, I just think, you know, they always said there's always something behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So
well, you saw when at the wedding, he was like, I want to get them on BET. I don't know, it's going to be hard getting all six of them together.
Yeah,
you know
word.
That makes some happy, you know?
Yo, they really did an excellent job casting, though. Like, a real great
love,
job.
I don't,
what, Harris?
He don't get his credit. He don't get his just due.
He's
man.
Ill, yo. He's ill.
Yo,
like,
man.
The first
like,
movie I ever seen of Wood Harris was Remember the Titans.
Yes.
It was the one I remember, like, clear. And then Paid in Full.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I seen a whole bunch of other movies with him. But you're right. I don't think he gets his just due.
Yo, man.
He's ill, yo. He's
oh,
Ill.
My God.
He's
yo, Ill. He played his part so fucking dope.
Yeah, he definitely did.
I,
you know, it's wild. He still manages BBD right now to this day.
I know, I saw that. Yeah,
it's crazy. I was like, yo, this shit's dope.
Shout
as
out to, you know, I was hating, and I gotta expose this. I was hating on Santo, man.
Oh, because he was rocking with them? Shout out DJ Santo.
I wanted to go too. I was like, damn, you're next to him. You got a chance to like interview them. I was tight. But
that's dope though.
I was
that's
tight though. But oh man, amazing. But
if they had a biopic about you, you think it'd be interesting?
Me? Hell yeah. You know why?
I mean, now it'd be too early, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of drunken episodes. I feel like we could twist them.
Oh, where?
You know, make them like make it like if we had to expand it, we could like take every story that I have. I have so many drunken stories. It'd be crazy. Yeah.
Give us one drunken story. We haven't had one in a long time. It's been a minute, right?
Yeah, it's been a fucking long time. All right, I'm gonna give you a drunken story. My latest drunken story is we were at the podcast.
This is a new segment called Drunken Stories with Rome City.
Talk about it. We had the live show. Our live show. Yo, I was drunk as fuck, man. Was that Remy? I had Remy.
I think you had a lot of stuff. There was a lot of different drinks there.
No, the personal bottle that I came with was a Remy bottle. Was a Remy, right? Yeah. I had Remy. There was Remy. There was a big bottle of Belly of Rose, right? Belly Rose. There was a Rose.
No, Rose. The Rose.
Somebody had Ciroc.
Yeah, I bought Ciroc. Yeah.
But, all right, let's just fast forward. I don't remember shit that happened, right? I don't remember nothing. And my brother's like, yo, I put you in the trunk. I put you in the front seat. And he's like, your head nodding. And I'm like, yo, if you got to throw up, just throw up. Put your head down and just throw up. And he said the whole entire time when I threw up, he's like, I just threw up everywhere, all over the car. Like, to this day, you can see the powder.
Damn.
in the passenger side. Like, so I say that's one of my craziest drunken moments because, like, I don't fucking remember none of that shit. I don't remember throwing up, yo.
That's crazy. I'm like, that day is crazy.
I woke up. All I remember was we finished the show, and I wake up on the couch. And I'm like,
couch at the crib.
At the crib.
Okay, it's crazy. So the show finished. It was a lot of, like, picture taking, you know, just vibes after. Maybe like 30 minutes later, it started dying down. Less and less people was there. We're kind of doing cleanup. And there's a couch at the studio we did the live show at. Shout out to Just Right. And Rome just like passed out on the couch at the studio. So your brother's like, yo, come on. Like, we ready to go. Mm-hmm. So I see you get up. And I saw you took like two giant stumbling steps towards me to give me dap. So I like held you like on the back of your shirt on some like, make sure you don't fall out. And I told your brother like, yo, take him to the bathroom, you know, make sure he throws up before he gets out of here because I already knew it was about to be a problem, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm glad you survived that, yo. That's definitely good. Yeah. That's definitely good.
You know what? And it's crazy because it's like from that moment, my last moment was my last day at Fendix and Herlin.
That was your last drunken situation? Oh, gotcha. Oh, so you was due for one, basically.
Yeah, so that was a year ago.
Word. Yes, you definitely do for one, yo.
Yeah. And that's it. I think I'm like really like I'm not gonna say I'm done drinking, but it's like
everybody says that after a really bad.
No, I drink, but I just don't like now as I'm I don't really feel the desire to really always drink now. Like for instance, self control is the best control. We have a peach a fucking huge bottle. My sister bought a huge bottle of Pizza Rock. There's still more left in that fucking bottle, and I have not even. And we done had that for like a month now.
Word.
I haven't even taken a sip. Like if this was the old me, and it's right there in the kitchen.
Disrespectful. You gonna talk about Ciroc in front of me? Talk about you got a whole bottle. You could have brought that to the show. We could have been sipping on that today.
It's like this much left though.
Oh, okay. It's not. It's
from
not.
From the end. You know, it's like word, that word. Much. So it's like, but it's been in our kitchen, and I have not even like opened it up. Then like I didn't kill it. I'm like the killer. Like
word.
It's still there, you know? So
word.
Self control is the best control.
There you go, yo. Like no sex is the safest.
Use your hands. Fuck that, you know. Or the what's that? The Fifi with the lotion in the towel?
Oh, here we go. You're talking that jail talk.
I never been to jail.
Shout out to everybody who listened to that been locked up who's locked down behind that G wall.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
I definitely heard of that.
But that was my drunk episode. There you have it, you know.
Word. That's Drunken Stories with Rome City. We need a nice drop. Somebody do that shit, yeah.
Very corny. Nothing too crazy, right?
Right, nothing too crazy. No, you know. I mean, the fact that you just don't remember is pretty interesting.
Oh,
but
shit, yeah.
I knew it was happening, though. Man. Like, I said it. I was like, yo, this nigga's about to throw up. Told your brother, like, yo, take him to the bathroom. Let him do his thing there. And then Walk them out. Cause once you get that like that disease out of you, you feel better. That's what it's like.
All I see was like throw all over my Converse. I was like pissed.
I don't know if you remember, right? This is we talking about like bungalow days. So we talking about 2012, maybe 13. I don't know, but it was one of the nights that we were promoting whatever, and we went over there, and I got super fucked up.
Yeah. That, you just kept saying, my bad.
My sister had to put her finger in my throat to let everything come out.
Yo, she said, this is fucking nasty, but you look, I love you because you're my brother.
Yeah.
She like, fucking helped you throw up, nigga.
She helped me throw up. I got home. I remember, and all I remember is the next day, like, I don't remember how I got home. I remember getting there.
We picked you up. We had, Corey.
Corey got me into the whip and got me there. The next day I had to get a ride to go pick up my truck from the club. Damn. That shit was wild. I definitely remember that.
You had two cars that day.
Yeah, I had both. I had Golo was using one, and then I had the other joint. You know, them days was like, but yeah, shit was crazy. I remember. Yeah, I remember. Like, yo, she really stuck her fucking finger in my throat. You know, shout out to my sister.
You gotta love somebody like that to do that.
You have to. Yo, you have to.
Withstand. I don't think I could do that shit. I don't have that. Sticking your finger down somebody's throat to throw up, my nigga. Chances are you're going to throw up on your fucking hand. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yo. All I remember her saying is like, yo, this is my brother. It's straight. But like you said, she's lucky I love you because this is disgusting.
And all you just kept saying, my bad, bro.
Because I'm a type of person. I don't like to get out of my element. Typically, I'm a laid back person. I don't really get drunk like that. I mean, you probably seen that. Is that the only time you see me drunk like that? Might have been only one other time.
Coco
Keys days, I didn't throw up. Yeah.
Those were like, bro, we gotta wait a little bit. So wait. You drink water. You're like, sit down. We'll like wait an hour.
Sober up before leaving.
Like, all right, we good now. It's like,
definitely.
You don't like you got it. No one else is driving your car, which I understand that. I feel how you feel about that. So,
So everybody listening, this is episode 79. It's just going to be me and Ron rocking today. We're just going to be talking shit. Yeah. Might read some questions. Might not. I don't know what we're going to do yet. But today is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
So you got the Falcons and the Patriots, right? So obviously, I remember last year, perfect. We had New York on our show. That was episode 28. I remember it was the Panthers versus the Broncos. I had a Panthers hoodie on that day.
Yeah, you did.
And in here, I was like, yo, when y'all hear this show, it's all good. The Panthers are going to win, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And that did not happen. So what we're going to do is we're going to just call some random people that, you know, we got on our phone. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're over 70, you know, you probably consider this a Rolodex. You know what I'm saying? So we're just going to go through our contacts, call people, and just see what they think. Just so everybody else can look as stupid as I did last year when I predicted the Panthers would win. So we're just going to call random people, like, yo, who you got? You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Score, I don't really care about the score because I'm not betting on this shit.
Yeah.
But just to call and see. You know what I'm saying? So. Let's see what I can call. I'm gonna try Ryu first. You got some numbers there that we could call too, bro?
Yeah, I got a number first.
All right, good. Good. We got. You hear that shit so clear in heaven, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yo, if niggas don't pick up like last time, it's gonna be hilarious. I can't edit it though. Yo, this nigga really got it's like 20 rings before he even gets one ring.
Yeah.
See how long it takes before
he. I have reached the voicemail box.
All right, we gonna call Ryu back. You got somebody?
Yeah.
Who you got?
Siren.
All right, call Siren.
Speaker.
Give it. Yeah, put it on speaker. Give it. Yo, it was wild. Siren is actually at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he is.
That's crazy.
I know.
You got on speaker?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
My boy, you are live on a roundtable discussions right now. Say what up to Chris P.
What happened?
Say what up to Chris P. You are on the roundtable discussions. Say what up to Chris P.
Chris P, what up?
What's good, Siren? What's good?
We know you're at the Super Bowl right now, but I just want to ask you a question. Who is winning the Super Bowl today? You heard that, ladies and gentlemen?
For the hell of it, what do you think the score is going to be?
What do you think the score is going to be for the hell of it?
I don't think it's going to be an easy win, so it might be, I'm going to say 31-24.
Sheesh, okay.
That's fair. That sounds good.
That's really fair. And I got you one more question. How is Houston?
Oh, my God, man. Like, I've done a lot of events in my life, but this Super Bowl, man, this event.
Let me talk to him real
like
quick.
The hotel I'm staying at is right across from the NFL Experience. Met so many NFL players. Eight dinner next to Randy Moss, freaking Ty Laws out here, Michael Vick.
Yeah! Shit!
It's so crazy out here.
Hold on. Chris has to talk to you. I'm going to pass the phone to Chris, all right?
All right.
Hey, what's good, Siren?
What up, Chris?
I hear you bragging about how good your life is and how ours
right
is all
now.
Shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, man. I'm just blessed, man. I don't even take this as, like, I'm better than anybody, man. I'm just blessed.
Humble.
You crazy. I've been bragging.
I'm throwing this shit at everybody's face. Fuck that.
Yo, though, seriously, all jokes aside, you are in Houston. You know what I'm saying? This is Super Bowl. How many strippers have you seen out there?
Yo, truth be told, yo. Not many, yo.
Oh, you must be you around your shorty or something? You around your shorty?
Nah, not at all. It's just so many football fans out here. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's some bad women out here.
Word, I bet.
Some bad women out here, like it's crazy. But like truthfully, I haven't seen no strippers out here. I know one thing, it was hard as hell to find some weed out here, that's the truth. That's for damn sure. Niggas had to go to the hood and
oh, you had to go to the trenches? Damn.
Had to call the Uber up, huh?
It wasn't too far out, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, they had like, Matt Ryan had his little thing because he had some thing going on. And like, around that way, it was like lit on this strip, but it was definitely the hood.
Well, yo, stay safe out there, yo. Enjoy the Super Bowl, yo.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, Siren. See you soon. All
right, bro.
That's Siren. He was, he actually was... He wasn't a guest on our show, but he came with Jamesy.
He did.
Who's, what's the name of Jamesy's?
Massive Studio.
Oh yeah, Massive Design Studio, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's try to call somebody else. Let me see.
I got him on one shot too. That's pretty.
Cool. I know, like you got people. Nobody answers my call and shit. Like what the fuck? Let's see who I could get. I ain't even gonna say who it is, just because they might not even pick up. So let's just wait and see.
Yo.
What's good, Stutters? What's poppin'?
What's going on, man?
Yo, just letting you know right now, you live on the Roundtable Discussions podcast right now, son. What's going on?
There we go.
What's good, yo?
Rome City said what's good.
Rome, what's going on, Rome?
Ain't nothing much, just kicking it, you know?
How you enjoying Super Bowl Sunday, man? How you enjoying Super Bowl Sunday?
As of right now, I woke up kind of late.
Word.
And so I started off on a good note, I guess. Nah, I'm just chilling. Just chilling until the festivities later. This is the only football game that I watch. I'm not a big football guy, but this is the only football.
Not a football guy, which is understandable. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I really don't have no pony in this race. But I know it's gonna be a lot of liquor and wings later on. So, who do you have winning the Super Bowl?
I just said I'm not a football guy, but you know what? I think the Pats. That's the only team I don't really know about football, and the only team I hear their name getting thrown around. It's the Pats.
You fall in the same category as about like 95% of women who are going to be at the bars today.
Oh, thank you, Chris. That was amazing.
Yo, thank you so much for your prediction.
A belly shirt. I'm gonna cut up a jersey like girls do.
Oh
like
god!
Oh shit!
Yo, just throw it up on the gram. You know, make sure you tag us on it, yo. Yo, I got one last question for you, yo.
What's up?
That DJ Titties and Ass. Have you seen her promoting more stuff or not?
DJ Titties Ass. Nah, I have not.
Oh, she's on a hiatus.
But I'm still waiting to see DJ Chris pop up.
Oh yeah, you're gonna see me soon. You're gonna see me soon.
Exactly, man.
I'm working on my laptop, you know, getting that situated right now.
Yeah, okay, nice. That's all you need, man. That's all you need.
Stutters, you know what? I appreciate you picking up the phone. You're the first person to pick up the phone when I actually call on this podcast. So yo, just give him a round of applause real quick. Yo, thank you so much for picking up the phone. Yo, you enjoy all Super Bowl man. Sunday. We're gonna see you soon, man.
Yes. Yo, Rome, be easy, guys.
You too, man.
Word. All right, we actually had somebody pick up the phone. Shout out to that. What you got? How about Terrell? You get Terrell on the phone?
Fuck that bitch ass nigga. Anyway. Yeah, I'll call the bitch ass.
Call him, man.
Hey, man.
Please leave your message.
Fuck that nigga. Yeah. I wasn't even trying to call it that.
That's funny. Right, hold on. Let me see. I got mad people on here just trying to run through the names. I'm going to call my boy real quick, see if he picks up.
I'm trying to see what that cake looks like.
Yeah, that last call was DJ Stutters.
I was laughing.
We just had him. I know why he was laughing.
Yo.
Good. I was hoping you didn't say nothing gay when you picked up the phone. What's good, Felix?
What's up?
Yo, you live on my show right now, all right? So, Rome, say what up to Felix.
What's good, yo? What's good?
What up, man?
What's good, Pat?
We chilling right now, you know what I'm saying? We had a guest cancel on us, so we're like, you know, we're just going to bring the guests to us. Let's just call random people and see if they pick up the phone and let us know their Super Bowl predictions. Who are you going for in today's Super Bowl?
All right, so realistically, everybody in New England's going to hate me, but the Falcons going to win the Super Bowl today.
Okay, you're the first person to say the Falcons. Oh, all right. Just for the hell of it, what you think the score is going to be for the hell of it?
It's going to be probably, I'm going to say 24-31 Falcons.
Wow.
Yo, ain't that what Siren said? Yeah. Siren said, yeah. We had somebody who just said the same thing, but they said Patriots.
It's good. So if the Falcons come out playing like they played against Green Bay, it's gonna be a wrap for New England. New England's complacent right now. They don't got the Gronk.
They definitely don't.
Matt Ryan and Julio Jones going to light up the field, I'm telling you that.
Yo, let the people know, man, that you was a star kicker back in your day. Let the people know.
A damn star kicker.
You kicked for Central, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and I played quarterback too.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit! You
lost, man. All right. So who you think you better than Matt Ryan or Tom Brady?
Who I'm better than?
Yeah,
better than both of them.
Oh shit!
Confidence on 100.
They got money, obviously. I'm over here doing homework still, so they're doing better than me in life right now.
So. Right. So what's your plans for the Super Bowl though? You watching it at a bar by yourself? What you doing?
I'm probably gonna go out to a bar with a couple friends.
Where this is the best day for liquor and wings, yo. Hell liquor, yeah, and wings.
Man. Yeah.
And pizza.
Yeah, definitely pizza.
Nah, pizza, man.
No
fat.
Pizza? That's too fat? Why?
This nigga's a football player. You see what I'm talking about?
Gotta
watch his diet.
You said what?
Gotta watch my diet, you know.
You said it's too much bread?
Yeah, too much bread.
Okay, you're right. All
right. Yo, Felix, thank you so much for joining us, yo. But before you leave, you gotta let the people know, because you are a real football fan. Who is your team? Because I know you're on the sidelines with us, but yours, I'm a Cowboys fan, so for you to say your team is probably a little bit more funnier. Let the people know your team.
All right, so everybody's going to laugh, but I don't care, I'm a fan. I'm a 49ers fan. Fan, so if anybody hops on the bandwagon in the next couple years.
Yo, y'all might as well change our name to the Cleveland Niners, because y'all fucking horrible. Y'all just as bad, yo.
Shit.
Yep.
Yo, but the only reason I'm going to rock with you as a 49ers fan is for Colin Kaepernick, you know, taking a knee, yeah, for the cause, you know what I'm saying? So
that was big.
We definitely feel that, you know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for picking up the phone, you know what I'm saying? Because every time I call somebody, they don't pick up, but you're actually the second person who picked up, so my luck is starting to change now, so I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Yo, you be good out there, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right.
That's my boy Felix. He ain't never been on the show. He's just one of my niggas I grew up with. As you heard, he was a kicker. And I don't know about the quarterback thing. We're gonna have to fact check that. Kicker for sure. I definitely knew he was a kicker.
I don't know a quarterback. I'm gonna have to ask. I know people he went to school.
Shout out to the, you know,
I'm gonna snoop around.
He really was ill with the kick though.
I heard about him. Yeah.
Definitely. You got somebody else lined up, or let me
I got somebody else. Search.
Go ahead. Let's go again.
My cousin from Alabama.
He sound mad country or not?
We'll see.
Cousin Jerome. That's what he
said. I hope he answers. He don't know I'm calling either. So. Come on, cousin, answer. Pick up the phone, cousin. Ooh. I know you home, cousin. Yeah. Ooh.
Thank you for that. 2-0-5. That's going to be the segment called Pick Up the Phone. I'm gonna play that shit in the background. I like that. All right, cousin ain't pick up. All right, let's go to somebody else. Hold on. This is interesting, right? Because you never know who's gonna pick up the phone.
I know,
who's,
man,
not gonna pick up the
phone. I like
phone.
This is like, you thought of this?
I mean, I thought of it a while ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the man, Chris Pink. We give him a round of applause for this brilliant idea.
I mean, it works in the Super Bowl, but really, I thought about it because I was, you know, devastated last year when I made my prediction on the Super Bowl and I was wrong. So I want more people to be wrong with me. Where we at right now? Three people said, no, two said Pats,
one said Falcons.
Yeah. We got Felix down for one. All right, let's call. Excuse me, people. Like I said, I'm still trying to get over this cold, so you might hear a cough here and there. Let's see. Damn, niggas ain't pick up.
Alright, fuck is up with me?
Please leave your message for 2.
All right, let's see. I'm gonna keep, just keep rolling down. You got somebody? Keep it moving.
I got somebody. Let's see what happens. Answer the phone. Pick up the phone, homie. Ooh, I know you're home, homie. Ooh. Come on.
Hold on. Hang that up real quick. I got somebody calling right now. Yo.
Are you plugging in?
What's good, bro? You just letting you know you live on air right now on our podcast.
I'm live?
Yeah, you live on the show. The people can hear you. Say hi to the people.
Oh, what up, the people? What up, the people?
This is episode 79. So what we're doing is, right, you know, remember last time you was here, matter of fact, I had called Nadia and she didn't pick up and I felt like shit. You remember that?
Yep.
I just felt like that when I called you 2 minutes ago.
Oh, man. I couldn't accept that. Now they don't got as many kids as I got, so what's up?
Yo, so what we doing today, right? Last year, for last year's Super Bowl, you know, we had the Panthers and the Broncos. During the show, I made a bold statement saying that, yo, by the time y'all hear this, the Panthers have won the championship. Shout out to Cam Newton. I felt like a dummy later on that night, and I couldn't obviously edit the show at that point, right? So I want everybody else to feel as dumb as I felt last year. So I'm trying to get everybody's predictions today. So when this shit drops Tuesday, y'all can all sound dumb if you get it wrong. So what is your prediction for today's Super Bowl? Patriots versus the Falcons. What you got?
I got the Falcons all day. I hate the Patriots.
You got the Falcons?
Yeah.
For the hell of it, give us a score.
Score, I got Falcons 38, Falcons 38, the Pats, let's say 26. 26.
Oh, shit. This is crazy. You're the we've called 4 people so far. 2 people got the Pats, 2 people got the Falcons. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, shoot. So I tied
up 50-50. We tied up. And we still got a whole another half hour to go. We're just going to keep calling people until they pick up.
All right, bro.
Yo, thank you so much for your prediction, bro. What are you doing Super Bowl Sunday? What's on the menu? Chef Ryu?
You know, Chef Ryu. Chef Ryu. I already made the empanadillas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we got that on the grill. Empanadillas. Some buffalo dip. I'm saying a couple subs. Some brewskis.
Oh, word.
A couple shots.
Word, okay. But the party's not your house today, right? Where is Pop's house? Sister's house?
My sister's house, you know. She's providing the place, you know, a friend man cave, you know.
Oh, word. That's what's up, yo. That's what's up. I'm just saying, though, like, let a nigga know. I don't even got to come inside. Just, you know, just bring a little plate outside or something.
Yo, man, you already know, man. You family. Hit me up when you guys are done with the podcast, man. Shout out to Roundtable Discussions. You already know. It's Ryu AOB.
I appreciate that. All right, fam, hit you up. Yo, we had 2-2. That's crazy. Go ahead. Let's call somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, pick up the phone, cousin. I know you home.
Is it Alabama again?
This is, I can't tell you.
All right. Don't say
it. I'm giving, it's a dead giveaway if I give you the location.
All right.
Hello? Yo, what's good, fam? You are on the Roundtable Discussions podcast. What's poppin'? What's good with you?
Sure, I can't hear you.
Yo, you can't hear me? Yo, you are live on the podcast. What's poppin'? You are on Roundtable Discussions podcast. Where you at? Hold on. I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said heading back right now from Tampa. Me and Dwayne, we just got back. Heading back to Atlanta from Tampa right now. We driving. We're good.
Yo, what is your predictions on today's Super Bowl? Who's winning it?
You know, I got to go with the home team. I'm going with Atlanta right now.
Oh, she got
rocking with the Patriots. Atlanta 34-25.
Oh, shit. That's a bold statement to make. Oh, shit. Now, I got one last question to ask you. You turning up tonight? Where you at? Where you at tonight watching the Super Bowl?
Where I'm at, I don't know. I got a couple of attentions. I might be at the crib or I might go to a nice little Super Bowl party. I know once Atlanta wins, the A going to be crazy. So, you know, we got a couple of after night spots. We hitting up. Going to be in the strip club. Lit.
That's what's up. That's what's up, yo. I just want to say thank you for picking up the phone, cuzzo. And enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy the turn up. I'm going to holler at you later, all right?
Yeah, shout out to the podcast, Roundtable Podcast. I keep doing that thing.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, fam.
All right.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Fucking hot.
Let's go to the next.
I liked it.
What you said, Falcons?
Falcons.
So we had three Falcons.
He said 34-25. All right. Damn. This is fun, man.
I'm calling people I don't even typically call. They're going to be like, why is this nigga calling me? All right, niggas don't pick up when they try to get on the show next time. They ain't coming off.
Please leave your message.
You know, I should be petty and please leave this message. 203. Let the number play out so niggas can call you. All right, hold on. You got somebody else?
Yeah. Pick up the phone, homie. I know you home, homie.
Yo,
you are live on the Roundtable Discussions podcast. Say what up, what up, what up?
What's good, my nigga?
What's poppin'?
Your boy Money Man, I'm here.
Yeah, I gotta ask you a question. What's your predictions on today's Super Bowl? Who's winning?
Listen, man, I'm taking the Dirty Birds off the simple fact that it's been a minute since they had the chance and the run. These young niggas is hungry. The Pats, they OGs, no dirt on their name, but Dirty Birds, nigga, like, they here to get some money, man.
Damn. Yeah, that's four.
That's four. Thousands. That's four people. All right. So, one last. Well, you have a score. What's your prediction of a score? What the score is going to look like?
I feel like scoreboard, if anybody, I don't know. Regulation going to be somebody winning by a field goal at the end or whatever.
Okay.
But I feel like if the Pats ain't moving, them niggas gonna get blown the fuck out, my nigga.
All right. One last question before I let you go. You turning up tonight? Where's the Super Bowl parties at?
Man, honestly, niggas is tired from work, but it's a bottle around here, though.
You kept it real. Yeah, I just want to thank you for answering the phone, fam. Appreciate you. And I'm gonna holler at you later, man, all right?
You already know. Y'all have a good one.
Got Word. You. Be easy. All
right.
Yo, why he sound like Big Sean? You got Big Sean number?
Nah.
Who's that?
He's from Stanford. Shout out to my homeboy Don.
Word. All right, so
Money
we got
Clark.
Four.
Money man. Money
we
man
got four
deep.
Falcons, two Pats.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. I'm about to start running up on calling people through Facebook or something. I don't
got
even
a famous
like.
Person I'm gonna call too.
Yeah, famous person.
Yeah. For the people. Yeah, I got somebody.
Let's see what we got. Yo, call B Crack. See if he picks up.
Oh.
Let me talk to him though.
Gotcha.
I'm going to start looking at the yellow pages and just call people and shit. Yo, what's good, B-Crack? It's Chris P.
What's going on?
Chilling. Just wanted to let you know right now, you live on the Roundtable Discussions podcast right now.
What up?
Your voice on air.
What up?
So what's going on?
Say what up to the people, yo.
What's going on, people?
Chilling, yo. So check this, right? So I got to tell people the backstory. Last year's podcast, we recorded it before the Super Bowl had took place. I thought the Panthers were winning. I said my prediction. Later on that night, I felt like a dummy because the show got released on Tuesday, and I fucked it up, right? So the point is, I want everybody to feel my pain. So let me know right now, who's winning today's Super Bowl?
The Falcons.
The Falcons. That's another.
That's five.
We got five people we call. We got five for the Falcons, two for the Pats. Okay, so for the hell of it, what do you think the score is going to be?
Let me see. I say 21-14.
Oh,
21-14.
Shit.
Okay. That's a closer one than everybody else got. That's what's up.
Yep.
All right, so look, I know you like the Kings and Spades, and you know you're just the pinky ring assassin. You know what I'm saying? So what's the plan for Super Bowl? What you got going on?
Probably just get the crib, you know, order some pizza, probably get some wings, and you know, just watch the game. Probably crack the yak or some Patron, or something.
Word, I like to hear that.
I like that.
Crack the Chris P, the Patron. You know what I'm saying? Yo, B Crack, we're gonna talk to you soon, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
You already know.
All right, damn, yo, that's crazy, yo.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see who else I can get on this shit. You know what's crazy? When you got so many numbers, you start looking like, who
I don't even know half these motherfuckers. I don't even know half these people.
I got people on here I haven't spoke to in years,
well,
yo.
My call log is Liddy, though. That was it. I got a list of people.
I'm calling family members. I don't even know if they got the same number and shit. Right? That's how long I ain't talked to them.
The number you have now, if we get one of those, I'm gonna laugh, yo.
I'm about to just call it, like, Domino's. Like, who y'all think is winning? Yo, you know how many people gonna call me back? Like, yo, you good? Everything's straight? Like, why you call me? All right, cuz, I see you. You don't answer the phone, I see you. All right, let's run through this list. Let's see. If you got somebody, just go ahead, bro. Keep it going. Oh, it'd be worse, but like temporarily not in service. Right. He said, why this nigga calling me?
Yeah. He's like, I don't hear from this nigga in fucking a minute. Now you want
forwarded to an automatic.
Yeah. Alright, we're gonna keep it going. Let's see.
This is dope though, man. I like this.
It's probably the new shit we do, just call people every week.
I might start calling people more often. Pick up the nigga.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Damn. We striking out today. What's going on, man?
Oh, we're gonna run through this list. Hold on. Try to get somebody else. Let me see. But you're right, though. I'm calling people I really have not talked to.
Saying, like,
I got a cousin. One of the numbers I just called. I ain't gonna say who he is. I have not talked to this nigga in like a year and a half.
Our
first conversation would have been, yo, who do you have for the Super Bowl? Like, damn, nigga, I ain't getting a Merry Christmas text. I ain't getting a Happy New Year text. Our first conversation is, hey, like,
who you got
for the Super Bowl? Hilarious, yo. These are the niggas I will not call if I ever get shot. Need an emergency, need emergency help.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Damn, we striking out now. What's going on? Niggas ain't fucking with us.
Hello?
Yo, what's good, Chase?
What's poppin', homie?
Chilling. I got you right now on the podcast right now. People hearing you right now, right? I'm giving you a call.
What's good, yo?
What it is?
Chilling, right? So this is Super Bowl Sunday. So I'm giving a little bit of backstory, right? Last year, we recorded on Super Bowl Sunday. I had predicted that the Panthers was going to win. And literally, when the show dropped Tuesday, I looked like an idiot in front of everybody. So I want everybody to feel my pain a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the only one predicting shit. So right now, we've called seven people so far. We got five people saying the Falcons is winning. We got two saying the Pats. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with the Pats, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I will feel happy for Matty Ice if he do it, though, you know, but I'm rooting for greatness. I like to see greatness. I like to see dynasties.
Word, yo.
So I think the Pats can do it.
Yo, I think the Pats too, but you know it's going to be so dope when, hold on one second, I got to send somebody the voicemail because they ain't picking the phone when I called them earlier. So it's going to be so dope when Roger Goodell got to hand over that trophy over to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. That's going to be amazing, yeah. Yo. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a good look for Tom Brady, man. That's going to steal. He already Hall of Famer, one of the greatest. It's going to put him on the top. I think he'll be number one if he wins today.
Absolutely. So what's the plan for the day? Like, where you celebrating the Super Bowl? Like, you at the crib? You out somewhere?
Right now, I'm running around trying to get it, and I'm going to end up wherever it's at, man. I know Just Right Studios is doing it big today.
Oh, shit, dope. Dope. That's what's up, yo. So you make sure you stay safe. You enjoy the game, yo. We're going to talk to you soon. We can't wait to get some new music, too, nigga.
Yo, soon, man. It's the summer. I'm going to light it up.
Good. Don't have me waiting in 2019 and shit. Talking about coming soon. All right, bro. Be good, yo.
Definitely.
All right, good. We got Chase. Shout out to Chase. Chase was episode, I'm going to say five. Episode five. Right?
Yeah, he was.
Go ahead. Call somebody.
Pick up the phone, homie.
You know what's going to be hilarious? If I end up calling somebody who's my family and they don't even got the same number anymore, somebody else picks up.
That would be crazy.
Hello?
Yo, Josh.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yo, what's good? It's Chris.
All right,
right now you're actually on my show right now, the Roundtable Discussions podcast. What we're doing today is we basically calling people, see who picks up the phone, and ask them their Super Bowl predictions. So I know you're a football fan, so who's your Super Bowl prediction for today?
The Patriots, man.
The Patriots? Are you naturally a Patriots fan?
Yes, I am.
Naturally a Patriots fan. Shout out to that. What do you think for the hell of it? What's going to be the score?
I don't know. It's going to be a good game. So I'm going to go like 30-27.
30s. Oh, wow. Feel good. Okay. I like that. Wow. Yes. I like that. Yo, I appreciate you picking up the phone, right? Because I was telling Rome, like, damn, like, I got family I ain't talked to in a while. So I was like, they're going to be like, why the hell is this nigga calling me? So I appreciate you picking up.
Man, no problem. I was eating lunch. That's why I didn't pick up.
Oh, your mom made some lunch?
What?
I already know. Man. Tell her I apologize. I'm going to be there soon. I need a good meal. All right, I'll talk to you.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Yo, he said Pats, right? And then Chase at the pass. We tallying this up, yo. Shout out to my cousin. I haven't talked to him in over a year. He picked the phone.
Calling a coworker I used to work with. So holy answer.
Yo, it's 5-4 right now, yo. Five Falcons, four for the Pats.
Yo, I never called it, dude. Yo, what the fuck is he calling?
Why are you calling?
The person you are calling cannot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We can't make this up either.
Yo, look who that was, though. I ain't even gonna say the name out loud.
Oh, wow.
Damn, man. Why do we have to do that?
You trying somebody else, or?
Oh, let's see. Let's see. Let's keep going down the list. If you got somebody, let's keep it moving. I'm gonna call my sister. See if she picks up.
Pick up the phone, homie. I know you home, homie. Everybody give it. Everybody don't get in New York. Right, not one person call me back yet, though, either, so I must not be lit.
Let's see.
Oh. Oh, man.
Yo, this is bad.
I'm not even going to.
When you haven't called, that's family, my
yo,
G.
That's
like,
crazy.
It just, damn, like, okay, they changed their number on
can't
me.
Can't even explain that, man. I don't know.
Like, I haven't talked to you in a long time, but, just, you know, let's see.
Oh, you got somebody.
Yo, my bad.
No.
That nigga's name here, I don't even know. Who the fuck?
Waiting. What's poppin', man? What's poppin'? You are live on a roundtable discussion. Say what up, what up, what up?
Hold on, nigga. What's up?
Yo, all right. I know today's the Super Bowl. Who you got winning the Super Bowl today?
Who I think is winning?
Yeah, who you think is winning?
Falcons?
Oh, shit. By how much? What's the score?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You want to bet? Is that what it is?
No, we just want your opinion, man. We just want your opinion to see what's up.
Y'all niggas
want
to bet? We could bet.
Nah, we not betting. There's no money out here, Papa. We ain't got no money for you, Papa. Nah. All right, so I know today's the Super Bowl. Where are you turning up at? You turning up at home? You going to a bar? What you doing tonight?
I don't know. I wanted to go to a bar, but if I could stay at home and drink, it'll be better, I think.
Cool. Well, you sound like you laid back and doing your thing. So, well, I'm going to let you go. I just want to appreciate you for picking up the phone, though. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, my nigga. All right. You on the fucking
radio
talk or something?
Yeah, we got you on the podcast live. You live right now.
The podcast.
All right. All right, yeah, man. Have a good one, yo. All right?
You too, Jerome, man.
Got you.
Oh, you want to bleep out the government name? Nah, I'm like. somebody hit you back?
Yeah.
I heard of it. No, call him back. See what
it is. Cool. That's great.
Let's see.
These people who were like, yo, what the fuck?
Why are you calling me, nigga? What he said? He said the Pats?
Falcons.
Oh, the Falcons. Oh, yeah. So.
It's that slow pickup. Like, you just called me.
Those are niggas that call back just to be like, I called you back. Yeah. And they'll pick up like, all right, this nigga answered good. All right, let's try somebody else. Damn, why? I'm letting it play out. No. Oh, shit. Hold up. Yo, so fucked up. I'm calling DJs who probably just got home like 2 hours ago and shit. Yo, just want everybody listening right now. When y'all listen to this, it's Tuesday, most likely, right?
Yeah.
But today's date is 2/5/2017. I want y'all to remember this date. So when y'all look at your phone and you hear this episode, you be like, oh, damn, this nigga Kwan didn't even get to hit him back. I'm leaking all y'all motherfucking numbers out there, all right? I want you to understand that. Yeah. You ain't picking the phone on me, I'm letting everybody know y'all number. And if your number was disconnected, I'm putting it out there too, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I'm playing with y'all. Hope y'all enjoying this episode. This is pretty interesting. Yeah, yeah. So go ahead, let's call somebody else. We got a couple minutes left before we roll up out of here. We should just did this shit from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Chad, we about to do something real stupid. Hold on. Yeah, quick question. Who do you guys got for the Super Bowl?
Hello?
Pats or Falcons for the Super Bowl?
I can't hear you. Excuse me.
Who do you have for the Super Bowl? The Patriots or the Falcons?
Damn.
Young girl. Shit.
Yo.
Oh, you dressed up.
All right, pick up the phone.
What up? It's your boy Jerome City. You are live on the Roundtable Discussions Podcast. What's good?
You gonna blow that
What's
mic,
good,
nigga?
Playboy?
What's good? What's popping with you? Yo, quick question: who you got winning today's Super Bowl?
Who do I got winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, who you got winning the Super Bowl?
I
Patriots, baby.
Oh, shit. What's the score? What's the score going to be?
Listen, above that, it's going to be like 30 to like 12.
Oh
damn,
shit.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And I know Super Bowl's popping tonight. Where are you getting lit at? Where's the litness at?
I will be at M. White Lounge with the best wings in Bridgeport.
That's what I heard.
Oh, for real.
We got seafood. We got drink special. We got buffet-style food. $25 will get you food and beer.
All night?
So if you want to get right all night.
Oh,
shit. And you'll get DJ Joel and friends on the set.
Oh, shit. That sounds crazy.
Like, that's a movie right there to me. Like,
man.
I don't know if you drink beer.
Hell yeah, I drink beer. I drink whatever.
The wings?
Never had the wings either, so.
Oh, you never had the wings?
Never had the wings.
God. You have to come. And they got to have seafood for my seafood people.
Sheesh. I'm gonna have to swing by. But yeah, I just want to appreciate you for picking up the phone, fam. Real talk.
You already know, man.
Juwels, we appreciate
one
it,
love,
yo.
Bro.
One love, man.
And tell Chris, don't be hitting me last minute, man. I'm beating you today. You know.
Got you.
But I will be here next week or week after, whatever the case may be.
We got you, fam. We got you.
Got you.
All right. Juwels. Alright, let's try one more.
This has been a success, bro. Like,
hope you guys are enjoying episode 79 as much as we are. This is pretty fun.
This is dope. Yeah, this is dope.
Hello?
Yo, what's good, fam?
What's good, brother?
Chilling. This is Mr. Don't Be Mad. We got Mr. Don't Be Mad on the podcast. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Chilling. Yo, you know, Super Bowl Sunday. We making some predictions. Who do you have? The Pats or the Falcons? Even if you don't watch it, I just want to hear what's your prediction.
I do watch it. I just want to say, fuck the Patriots. I'm going with the Falcons.
Oh,
yo,
shit.
This is crazy, yo.
Wow. Falcons.
Yo, I want you to know, we have 7 people that said, including you, 7 people say the Falcons, 5 people say the Pats, yo. That's crazy.
That's tough.
Yo, for the record, let the people know who your team is.
I'm a Dallas fan all day, every day.
We all Dallas fan. Round of applause for the Dallas fans.
That's right. I appreciate you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Yo, so what's the word for tonight?
We're going to be at Just Right Studios tonight.
That's what I heard.
Super Bowl party.
Word, that's dope. By the time people hear this, it's going to be too late, but I'm make sure I let people know Just Right is where it's at today.
So if y'all want to come through, feel free, guys.
Word, appreciate you, fam.
Appreciate
talk to you soon.
All right,
This is dope, man. This is...
Yo, 7 Falcons, patch 5. I almost feel like I should bet today. What you think? Like, I don't know. I feel like I should make a wager. I don't know.
Yo, you know the crazy... I feel like it's like this. You do want to put your bet up, but then it's like, yo, like one thing we really have to understand, this is the scary part. This is why I'm not trying to bet. Like, I would bet and for the Atlanta Falcons to win because only reason is because I'm going to Atlanta.
Word. So you want them to win. You want that vibe.
I want that litness, you know what I'm saying? Word. But this is a secondary defense going against Tom Brady. This is not, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, you make one mistake against the Patriots, that's it. You know
word,
what I'm
word,
saying?
Word.
Like, this is not no. It's like the San Antonio Spurs you're talking about.
Word,
you know,
exactly.
You can never write them off. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Belichick is the Popovich of head coaches. I'm sorry. I'm not going to debate this with nobody.
So, your pick is you want the Pats, you want the Falcons. Who do you want?
I want to see greatness, so I want the Patriots to win.
Word.
But
word.
Because I'm going to Atlanta, I do want to see Atlanta win because that's just going to make my trip even more. Experience worth the experience.
Sorry, so you got the pass. So let's just tally that up, right? I got the pass. That'll make it even.
Yeah.
That'll put it at 7-7. Okay. Brendan, our engineer, who are you going for? The Pats or are you going for the Falcons?
Hey, Patriots all day.
That's it. That sums up the game today.
Cool.
Appreciate it, Brendan. Appreciate it. All right, we about to leave out of here, Brendan. Don't kill me. We're going to do one more thing. One last segment. We're going to hit people with the shit I don't like.
Yeah.
So, Rome, let the people know the shit you don't like.
Shit I don't like, please. All right. I litter. I'm going to admit that. I litter. But one thing I will not do, bro, I will not litter on your property.
Word.
I will not peel a fucking orange and litter that shit on your fucking property.
Word.
Because I respect where you live at.
Word.
I had somebody do that shit in my house.
Like, you seen them or you just saw, like,
the parking lot.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
I'm in the parking lot. My brother confronted him first. Yo, you can't do that over here. Homie opens the door. We're having a full-blown conversation. Takes his orange out peels the orange, throws them shits on the, in my parking lot, in my parking lot space. I don't care where you litter at. Don't fucking litter in my property, because I would not do that to you.
Word.
That's real disrespectful. That's the shit I don't like. And this shit happened.
I can tell you really don't
like
that.
This shit happened not too long ago. So congratulations. You played yourself. And you are live on the podcast.
Word. All right. Shit I don't like. All right. We got listeners from everywhere. We got listeners that, you know, from the Northeast, Southeast. We got West Side listeners as well. So anybody from Florida, anybody from Georgia, South Carolina, you're not going to understand this yeah. pain that I'm about to tell you that I feel. Cali, you're not going to understand it.
Yep.
Shit I don't like is, go to the gas station. Yo, let me get 20 on pump 5, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
You get to pump 5. It's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
Gas stations normally have this little, like, lever that yeah. you pull up and you put another lever down and it pumps the gas for you. You can sit in your car. You can warm your hands up, whatever.
Yeah.
So this week has been cold as fuck.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I go, yo, 20 on pump 5, fam. Boom, go to pump 5. Go to pump. I put the lever up. It's like, zzzk. Zzzk. So now, not only do I can't just automatically put a lever down because they don't got a lever.
Yeah, you
got
to hold
I got to fuck around with the joint for a whole $20. And then because it's going zzzk, it's cracking early, it's just stopping. So now I got to sit there and, like, pause, yeah. play with it till I get to 20.
In the fucking freezing cold.
In the freezing cold at that.
Yeah.
So that's the shit I don't like. So, damn. Like I said, anybody listen to this, you're from Florida, you're Georgia, or certain parts this. Of Georgia, South Carolina, you don't understand my pain. Cali, no. you do not understand my pain. You know. If you're from the Northeast, no. you understand the pain of going to a gas station, hoping to warm your hands up for a quick, literally like 3 minutes, yeah. and then you got to sit there for 3 minutes. Those 3 minutes feel like 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean, because my mom, I do it for my mother.
It's painful.
And all you sons out there, you pump your mom's gas. So
word,
I put
word.
My mom's gas in. I definitely would understand in the freezing cold. Nah.
So now I'm trying to learn the gas stations that don't got the lever so I can stop fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't fuck with you no more. You know what I'm saying? I don't like y'all. That's the shit I don't like. Yeah. Put levers on every gas pump because there's no
Please.
Reason why niggas should be freezing out here.
Please.
You know what I'm saying?
Please.
Yo. This wraps up episode 79. Yeah, I hope y'all had as much fun as we did because this was pretty dope and different. We've never done this before. You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, we tried calling somebody before.
Yeah.
Ain't getting no response.
No
Today we actually got a bunch of responses.
Dope.
If you're a betting man, I would say we tallied it up. We got, one more time, let me just check that. We got eight with the Pats, 7 people for the Falcons. And then that 8 is me, you, and Brendan as well. And then including everybody else we called.
Cool,
so if you're a betting man, I would go for the Pats. Again, if you're from the Northeast, that's typically who you would
that's
go for anyway. I'm a Dallas fan. I don't got a pony in this race.
Me neither.
But, you know what I'm saying, it'll be cool to see Tom Brady bring one home.
It would.
Let the people know your social media. We can get out of here.
Everywhere at the Real Rome City. Everywhere. SoundCloud.com at the Real Rome City. Check me out.
Yeah. Word, make sure you follow us at RTD Podcast. RTD Podcast on Instagram. RT Discussions 1 on Twitter. We don't really tweet like that anyway. No. But follow me personally. I am Chris _P. IamChris_P. That's Snapchat and Instagram. And I'm so excited when this show drops so I could text everybody who specifically said a team. Be like, I was the only one who felt stupid this year. You know what I'm saying? Because people last year was like, nigga, like, why did you make a prediction before the joint? Like, it don't matter. It's all good. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. What, 79?
79.
Episode 79. You know, iTunes, SoundCloud, subscribe, share. Let the people know. About what we doing out here. You get what I'm saying? We about to wrap this shit up. This podcast might offend my political connects. Remember, I never claimed to be politically correct. Thank you for listening. We catch you next week.
Yeah.